Well, that certainly could have gone better.
Attending these games feels more and more like I'm going to a shitty job that I have to pay to work at. And boy, as a Cleveland taxpayer, let me tell you, I personally can't wait to spend another $2 million a year to keep this party going. Lord knows we don't have any other use for that money in Cleveland. Luckily, everything's perfect already. But hey, the bright side is we're gonna have some sweet new escalators! Jackpot! What a game today. Apparently, Jason Campbell has a concussion, and I actually envy him, because that means he might not remember this game. So now Brandon Whedon's going to start again next week, which means he's already probably staring down the first receiver he's going to throw to. You ever think about what a better world it would be if young women at Pittsburgh bars were as good at avoiding Ben Roethlisberger as he is at avoiding the Browns' pass rush? Here's a simple request that I have for Browns management, and please pass this along to Mr. Haslam through his attorneys. Please don't say that you understand our frustration. You can't. You just got here, and you'll probably be gone in 1 or 2 years. That's how it works here. Players, coaches, GMs, even owners get to leave eventually. We are the only ones who stick around. The only two constants in Cleveland Browns football are misery and unwavering devotion from us dumbass loyal fans. So don't pretend to understand, don't tell us to be patient, don't tell us it's a process. The beauty of the NFL is that you can turn around a franchise in one offseason if the people in charge are actually competent. If you don't believe me, ask the Colts or the Chiefs. But while other teams are getting better, we're still paying Mike Holmgren, which means that we personally bought him 3 racks of ribs for dinner tonight in Seattle. Now, I will be back here next Sunday when you play the Jaguars, although, quite frankly, I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to get drunk enough to make that game watchable. But the difference between me and you, the Browns, is that I'm at least going to try!
Welcome, everyone, to the TBS NFL update, TBS NBA update, our week, what week is this? What the heck week is this?
Week 12
update. And, I'm EDD999, and with me this week is McLean with the underscore.
Where was that video?
That was right in front of the stadium.
Oh, I thought I was in franchise's car.
It did sound like it.
Born, Eminem, and,
that's right.
And Canada. We're here to talk about... What?
You know what's terrible? I had the NFL.com open, you know, the stats, and then it started playing a video, but I didn't know that. I had my browser minimized, so once E-Diddy started that thing, I had two things going. I was like, why would E-Diddy pick such a convoluted, loud, confusing intro? Anyway, hi.
And we're here to go through some NFL action, some TPS NFL action, some TPS NBA action, and can we just rest in peace, Michigan season? Can we just...
The team of destiny?
A team. Now, I was going over this earlier today.
They still undefeated?
I was going over this earlier today, and they actually have only lost one game to Michigan
State. This week?
No, they lost one game to Michigan State. I will give you that one game. But the rest of them, they beat themselves, and those don't count. So 7-1 is not too bad, right? That's pretty good. I mean, that would be top 25, right? You would think if you only had one legit loss. And what I don't understand about them right now is they are a team of destiny, right? Apparently their destiny isn't to win a national championship, but it is to prevent Ohio State from winning a national championship because this Saturday during the game, Michigan is going to give Ohio State their first loss in one season. In one season, because the last season didn't really happen, right?
I'm preparing to send the most tweets within a 2-hour time frame that I ever have.
Oh, this is it. This is what it's all come to. If you can't win a national championship, you might as well beat Ohio State.
I don't know when it actually is supposed to occur, but Michigan is also facing Ohio State in the lacrosse teams.
National championship?
I don't know if it has national championship implications, but.
Oh man.
But yeah, I got a tweet from the university saying that, it could be a 2-for-1 this weekend.
Michigan's gonna beat Ohio State twice? Is that what you're trying to tell me right
now? Destiny.
Oh man. All right. Hold on. I'm on mgoblue.com.
You know, well, I was gonna say we also gonna bring up, Baylor.
Oh. Baylor finally got exposed.
That's right.
It's about time. Too bad franchise isn't here to eat crow.
That's right.
If you will. I mean, we all knew it. We knew it was going to happen at some point, and it finally did. So they're out of the picture. And Ohio State's going to be out of the picture here real soon.
Mm.
I mean, we're at the point where it's Alabama, Florida State, basically. If Michigan can't be in it, those are the two teams I would want in it, Alabama and Florida State.
I feel like even if Auburn beats Alabama, they'll probably leapfrog Ohio State anyway.
Absolutely.
Because it won't really matter.
Because Ohio State's going to have one loss also.
No, because when you beat teams like Michigan, doesn't really propel you.
Whoa.
Just getting started here.
Whoa. What was that? What was that?
I think he's chosen a side.
I guess. Can
I still get on the Michigan bandwagon or did it leave?
It's actually slowly puttering down the highway. You could probably pass it on a bicycle.
Down the hill going the wrong direction.
Yeah, exactly. It's a sad looking, but it's on its way to Ohio State to set up shop! To set up shop! And give Ohio State their first loss in a season. In a season. Man, this is gonna be the best weekend ever. Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I gotta tape that one-liner right there.
All right, let's get into, let's take a look at the NFL. Oh man, Detroit Lions. What's going on in Detroit? Somebody please help me. Like I said, the Super Bowl still goes through Detroit. Thankfully, they have, their division isn't running away with it. So they still have a shot and they'll be playing on Thursday, Thanksgiving, and they're just going to go ahead and show the world what they're made of. They kind of put themselves, their back against the wall, and now it's time to unleash on the NFL and might as well do it when everyone's watching to show them we are the team to beat in the NFC.
I'm just glad that Matthew Stafford had his bad game. He had his bad game.
And that's it, right?
And that's it.
He had his one bad game for the season. Get it out of your system because
that's not a bad game.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
300 yards, 3 touchdowns,
3 interceptions,
4 interceptions,
4.
He always does that.
4 interceptions.
He always does that. I'm looking at the stats right here, and that's the first fourth interception.
Yeah. He's actually never done that before.
No, he's done it like last season, but first time this season.
He probably would have done it for a couple seasons, but he couldn't stay healthy long enough to play a full season, so.
He's healthy.
So he's gotten, you guys agree then, he's gotten out of his system, and now
he's
it's time
game.
For the Lions to unleash on the NFL. Well, the Buccaneers are kind of legit though.
At home.
This was the easiest schedule of all NFL teams.
The Buccaneers are rolling right now.
Yeah,
they're 0-2 on the easiest schedule.
On a 3-game win streak, they took Seattle to the brink. They're playing the role of spoiler. I mean, they're beating everyone right now.
They're kind of like Cleveland, but when they lost their star running back, they actually kept winning.
Yeah.
They have 3 games that they lost this season. No, 4 games by a combined 5 points. 4 losses by a combined 5 points. They're better than their record.
Tampa Bay?
Yeah, they are way better than their record.
3-8. 3-8 Tampa Bay. Better than their record.
They should be 7-5.
So this was like a NFC championship preview?
No. But they're playing spoiler.
They're playing spoiler. They have something to play for.
Was Pittsburgh also playing spoiler?
Pittsburgh is definitely playing spoiler.
No, Pittsburgh's going for it.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
I didn't know that.
Well, that division is still wide open.
It is. And when they beat Green Bay on Thursday, they're going to take control of their own destiny because look at their schedule going forward.
But then the Giants will roll.
Why do they play Detroit?
Good one.
They play, hold on. Detroit.
Bourne just took the floor. Hold on. Bourne, floor's yours.
I'm just asking a question. That's all.
I'm taking the floor back. Detroit still has to play Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers. That's a win. Philadelphia. That's a win.
I don't know. Rodgers practiced either today or yesterday.
The Giants, that's a win.
Baltimore looked good.
Minnesota, that's a win. That's their only maybe they'll win by a point game.
I think they're going to pull a franchise.
Oh, for the rest of the season?
Yeah, that's a tough schedule coming up.
Nah, that isn't.
I don't think that's too tough.
They just went 0-2 through the easiest part of their schedule.
They got this. They got this. Don't worry about it.
Where are they in the standings in their division?
Hold on. I got it right here. They're tied. Actually, yeah, they're tied for first.
They were 0-2 in these last two games, and they gave up 61 points.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that.
But they're
what's their record?
They're 6-5. They're tied for the division.
6-5, they're leading the division?
Yeah.
Yep.
Didn't you say something last week about a 6-5 team leading a division?
What did I say?
About the Eagles?
What?
I don't know. You said some harsh things.
I didn't say anything of the sort. How dare
you? So 6-5 is impressive now.
6-5 is legit. 6-5 is really good. Unless you're like NFC East 6-5. That is not.
The NFC North is worse.
What do you mean? No, they're not. All those teams are going to make the playoffs.
They have no starting quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Look at that. I'm looking at the playoff standing, and Detroit's third. Third in all of the NFC. Come on. It's because they're winning their division.
Not third.
They're third.
Arizona and San Francisco.
No, Arizona's out of the playoffs
right now. Yeah, they're seventh right now.
Yep.
It's not hard to believe.
Because that division's so good.
That the Lions are going to win that division.
No. Oh, you're saying they're the three seed.
They're the third. Meant,
like, they were legitimately the third best team.
No, they are the third best team.
No, they're not.
No.
Yes,
no.
They are. No. Look at Arizona's schedule.
Look at that percentage drop off. Seattle won at 909, New Orleans at 0.818, and then Detroit's third with 0.5.
Detroit would be undefeated with this schedule. Jacksonville, Houston, Atlanta, come on. And they get to play those teams twice? Oh no, never mind. St. Louis, come on.
St. Louis is a different team this year. This half, I should say.
Yeah, a different team these last 4 weeks.
So who does Detroit play on Thanksgiving?
Green Bay.
Okay.
Without Rodgers.
Well, that's a loss, right?
No, that's
Rodgers is probably not playing.
That's a free win.
They always lose on Thanksgiving. That's a tradition.
Yeah, that is a tradition.
They're breaking
and
tradition.
And then Ndamukong Suh stomps on someone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that to happen. That better happen. If he doesn't do that, he'll ruin Thanksgiving for everyone.
My stuffing won't taste the same.
Okay, so what did the stupid Cowboys do?
The stupid Cowboys?
Yeah, the stupid Cowboys.
All they did was get on Tony Romo's back and let him lead them to victory.
A 48.1 QBR?
A what?
A 48.1 QBR.
All I know is what happened in the fourth quarter.
Oh, what happened?
In the final 2 minutes.
Oh, wow.
He went perfect.
He went Eli.
He went Romo.
He went Manning.
He went full Romo.
Well, he didn't win the game. I like how they all were giving him credit. Oh, Tony Romo, game-winning drive. Dan Bailey is the one who had to kick the ball, okay? Dan
it was
Bailey.
A chip shot.
Dan Bailey is the one who had to kick it through the uprights. Dan Bailey is the one who put the Cowboys on his back. Dan Bailey's leg is clutch.
I think this is the first time that this podcast has given the kicker so much credit.
Well, Dan Bailey is clutch, but he's a robot. He's a kicking robot. Just automatic. He doesn't get credit because he's too good.
So I can't.
Kind of like the coach.
Yes.
Like Garrett doesn't get any credit.
He doesn't do anything. Garrett.
Well, he took over some duties this week.
Like
not
what?
Play calling, but like giving the play.
Yelling.
Romo yelling.
He's the one. No, is he the one doing the hand signals now? On the sideline.
Yeah. I don't know if he does hand signals. But he does that.
He puts up a picture of a chicken or something.
And Rocky.
He wears a red hat.
Scott Van Pelt.
Okay, so yeah, stupid Cowboys. All right.
So they're back on top in the division. 6-5.
Who's counting? Who's counting, really? Come on. Okay, we already know Pittsburgh. They beat up. Yeah. I mean, we know how Bourne feels.
Yeah.
Because that was kind of your intro. The frustration of the Cleveland Brown fan base.
Pretty much.
All in that minute and a half. And we know how Canada feels because he says Pittsburgh's going for it.
Yeah.
Apparently at 5-6, they're going for it.
Why not?
I guess.
They got a weak division.
Did they face Cincinnati? Let me see here.
They have a weak division.
Week 15, they go, against Cincinnati again.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So jump the Ravens and see what the Bengals are doing. What's the Bengals schedule?
Bengals? Hold on. Let's see here. Well, Cincinnati, obviously 7-4 at least.
San Diego, Indianapolis.
Oh, loss.
Yep. Pittsburgh, yeah. Minnesota, Baltimore.
Yeah.
They got their bye, then they go San Diego, Indianapolis. Yeah. So.
Yeah, Pittsburgh doesn't have a shot.
That is their shot.
Pittsburgh, let's see. Nope, and they won't even get in the wild card because San Diego's going to get that.
Maybe.
Unless Baltimore does them a favor here.
Yeah. How about the Sunday night game?
I didn't watch much of it.
I watched
the Broncos Patriots.
Yeah, Broncos Patriots. I was watching about the third quarter because I'm seeing, and actually Denver had the lead and New England hadn't scored yet, and it was in the third quarter, and then the Patriots got a touchdown, and I'm like, "Eh, this game's over. There's not enough time. It's Peyton Manning. There's up a ton of points. I don't have to worry about this. I got my fantasy matchup cleaned up. It's time to go to bed." And then I wake up, and they lost in overtime by 3. What happened? Clay, you watched it. Come on.
I didn't watch that game.
You didn't watch that game? That was the game of the week.
No, I just watched the Cowboys.
Why?
Because I like good football.
Oh, wow.
I only watched the first half.
I don't want to watch Peyton Manning 70 rating, 70 QB rating.
You don't
peasant want to, quarterbacks.
You don't want to watch 19 for 36 for 150 yards?
I only watch elite quarterbacks.
Were those really his final numbers?
Those were his numbers. And he went off in the first half.
He didn't go off. They just didn't need him.
He went off. And by went off, I meant he gave the ball to Knowshon Moreno every single play.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I saw
that.
When they were up 14-0, Peyton
kind of
thrown like
though.
3 passes.
Yep.
They were, what happened? They got a 14-point lead for free, basically, right at the beginning of the game. And then
New England had 6 fumbles.
Right. And then they just started running the ball, just like nonstop, run. And Brady's like, I ain't going out like this. Not to this guy. You gotta be kidding me. You're gonna put me in a hole against this guy?
I believe that was his quote.
That's putting a team on your back right there. That is going full Romo.
Plus a couple headbutts in between.
Exactly. He was pumped. He wasn't
What are you talking about? It was Gostkowski who brought him back.
What do you mean Gostkowski?
With his clutch leg?
What do you mean? That was a clutch. That wasn't a clutch.
Dan Bailey?
Is he a machine too?
No, he doesn't. He gets full credit. He is no machine.
Oh man, but I was really pleased with Moreno's performance. Like this is, I wish it was like a.
I bet you were
PPC point per catch league that or point per carry. That would have been great, but it's not. But 224, I'll take that touchdown. Why not? Throw that to me. It's fine. I like numbers. I like winning big. I like revenge.
Spoilers. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Speaking of revenge, let's get into it.
I just want to say first, before we make the transition, I watched League of Denial this past week.
Oh, and what'd you think?
That's pretty crazy, actually. Do you guys see that at all?
I've watched some of it, not all of it.
It is a long documentary. Yeah. It's all about CTE, which I don't really remember the scientific name, but it's the repetitive brain injuries from people playing the NFL.
Oh, okay.
And, I don't know what the number was at the end of the documentary, but this lady had I don't know if she was a brain surgeon or whatnot, but she basically said that I think it was 62 players, she found that 61 of them had CTE, that she had, done studies of their brains after they had, passed away. And, then they started talking about the NFL and how they, were trying to shut it up from happening and then even prevent the documentary from happening. And, it's pretty wild.
I mean, all this really proves is that Americans love violence.
Yeah.
Basically.
Canadians too.
Because, you know, all this information, although it hasn't been available, we knew that if you slam your head into something, it's not going to work right. We don't need all the scientific detail of why it is broken. We knew all along. They knew that in the caveman era. If you slam your head into something, it's not going to work right. Right? It's okay. We like football. It's never going to change. I say more head injuries.
Unless they're twitching.
We could go for an Ndamukong Suh and just do crotch instead of head.
He might have a thing going there.
Go straight for the crotch.
Instead of getting fined, he should be getting like bonuses.
Awards.
Awards from the league.
I agree.
I wonder how many players actually only have one nut left.
Yeah, what are the next test, right? What are the stats on that? Born. How many out of 37?
Not to put you on the spot.
I'll get on that.
Okay.
Okay. So don't let your kids play football, basically.
Pretty much.
Like don't let them play hockey either.
Is it as prominent in hockey? I mean, do we know? Is it? Oh wow.
Yep.
So no hockey, no football. Basketball seems okay for the most part.
But the thing is, the NHL is going to wait to see what the NFL does about this, because the NFL is everything. And depending on how much money they throw into and how much, you know, time they take to research this stuff, then the NHL will be like, oh, hey, yeah, we'll do that too.
They'll just fall right. And so both of those sports are dead then. Dead men walk, dead sports.
Nope. That's wrong. But it's going to continue happening.
Nobody likes hockey though.
You okay?
My throat's going to get worse depending on how this conversation goes. Okay. I love hockey.
Only Canadians like hockey.
All right.
Americans hate
hockey. Do you guys like hockey because there really wasn't anything else to watch?
No. Come on.
The CFL, that's your option.
Yeah, that's a terrible option.
I mean, you can't watch baseball, really.
Well, baseball is not hockey.
Toronto Raptors. You guys love basketball so much, the Grizzlies left Canada.
Same with the Expos.
Yep.
I don't hear anyone talking about basketball ever since that Bosch guy left. That happened like last year?
No, like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Well.
It happened a while ago. So,
all right, anyway. Wow. Hockey's great.
Nah, stop. Stop with the hockey's great, okay? Stop.
All right, on to fantasy.
All right. Week 12, the TPS NFL scoreboard. Canada. Takes down the TPS NFL bums. We're back into divisional matchups for the last 3 weeks, so there can be some big changes in the standings. But Canada takes down bums 87-68. Let's take a look at what you did here. 87 points, not too bad. You survived Stafford's 4 interceptions because he got 3 touchdowns. So you still scored in double digits with him. Bums looking like the frauds that they are.
Yeah.
A lot of single digits.
His Seahawks are on bye. So.
But wait, they're 6-5.
Yep. 6-5-1.
Oh, wait, they're 6-5?
No, they're 6-5-1.
Okay, I'm worried now.
They're legit.
They're going to go off, right?
Yeah.
No, because they play me next.
They got an easy schedule here on out.
I voted for the bump.
Of course you did. Everyone doubts me. That's okay. And I probably went further down on the power rankings.
Oh,
it's just good bulletin board material.
Wait a minute. I completely forgot about the power rankings.
That's okay because we're on my segment.
All of that gets automatically generated anyway, right?
Yes.
Anyway, I'm on a 3-game winning streak here.
Okay. Wow. Wait, a three? Well, that's pretty good, right? You guys think 3-game winning streak is pretty good?
It's not 5.
It's not 4.
Careful the bait.
All right, keep going, Canada. It's your segment.
My team's good. My team is good. It's just not
Rough Rider good.
It's not I believe that's what I meant to say, yeah.
Hey, you held on to Fitzy. Didn't deal him.
Who? Oh, him. Yeah. Sorry, I was worried. I was looking through. I was like, I did not pick up.
You thought you might have drafted somebody?
Did I? I wasn't an idiot on the waivers. Okay, anyway. Fitzy. I told you guys. Indiana can't play defense.
But I thought you said you were going to shop him before the trade deadline on Wednesday.
Oh, I wasn't offered anything.
Yeah. Well, and D'Angelo Williams. Come on.
No one took that offer. No one took me up.
Because he's terrible.
He is very bad. Hey, the trade deadline's over now, so I can let the cat out of the bag. I really didn't have anyone to deal. Nobody that would make a big impact to another team, so I'm rolling with this group, and who knows? Maybe I'll get lucky and win the whole thing.
Oh, stop.
No.
I don't think so.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Injuries, guys.
One and done.
Wow.
Yeah, that is accurate, though.
I was going to say wow, but retract that statement.
All right, next matchup, quickly. Father Muckers lose to the Martinez Lazy Kings 47-57.
We're all losers in this one.
The team at Akron.
They only scored both of them only scored at least 47 points.
Yeah, this was garbage.
But the Lazy Kings are coming strong.
Is he leading the division yet?
Yes. He is. He is leading.
He is. Golly.
His division right now. He's on quite the streak.
Two of his players had, goose eggs.
Well, he's in a bad division. Very bad division. One owner has lost six in a row. So bad. The division is so bad.
I don't even think that's me, right?
No, that's not you.
It's not.
Not you. One guy has lost six in a row. One guy is inactive. One guy is Pantera. And the other guy plays water polo. Worst division ever.
Wow.
Okay, let's see. Next matchup, Straight Trash Homies win 79-72 against Team Chuck Norris. An ex-number one power ranked team in the TPS NFL has had quite the slide these last couple weeks. Chuck Norris only grabs 72 points. Let me take a look here.
He picked up Fitzy.
Why wouldn't he start Rivers? San Diego is on a tear right now.
Tearing it up.
Yeah.
Big time tear.
A very huge tear.
Hold on, let me see. Yeah. Well, yeah, but that wouldn't have made the difference.
Still.
He would have lost by two.
Start your stars.
I agree. Start your stars. Canada.
Right?
Yeah. Start your stars.
Des Bryant lost yards after the game.
He did?
They took away like 20 yards.
What?
So he might have won if he played his stars and didn't get robbed.
Well, he might have thought he won. And then later that day.
He would have got robbed.
Which it's really too bad that Eric Decker is again shitting the bed.
Yeah, what's going on? Why isn't he getting any targets?
Shame. I dealt him because I knew Welker would be all over it. I knew Thomas. I knew who would take all the points.
Oh, it's because they ran the ball over 40 times. That's why. Game plan.
Yeah, I mean, Thomas didn't have a reception until the fourth quarter, didn't he?
Yeah, until the fourth quarter.
Look at what he's done in the past 5 weeks, though. Like, you know, 4 points against Washington, you know, five against San Diego. He's just not getting, you know, three looks, five, one. It's not enough.
I agree.
All right.
It's definitely not.
That's why they're losing.
Yep.
Is Bob Griffin done?
Oh, he's done.
Yeah.
He is done.
I didn't watch the game, but I heard it was pretty much a sackathon.
Yeah.
You think they're doing it on purpose?
I heard his teammates don't like him.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Why?
Because he was blaming the coaches for one of the past losses. They got out coached. And I think it was Santana Moss who said stop blaming everybody.
Exactly. He's done it.
Even if it's not his fault, he has to say it is.
Yeah, exactly. He's the quarterback. So
you think he's done? You think he's going to leave Washington?
No, they need to trade him. They need to cut him. Actually, put him on the disabled list for a bad attitude.
Well, the opposing team, one of their players said he looked like he shouldn't even be playing, like he's not healthy.
He's not 100%?
But he came back because he's scared of Kirk Cousins taking his job.
Ooh.
He got rocked that game. Like he, a lot of plays, said, like I didn't think he'd come back on the field, so.
Well, it looks like the whole team got rocked that game.
Yeah.
6-27, I mean that's getting rocked. Straight trash. Oof. I don't know what he's going to do about his team. I mean,
he's on a three-game winning streak.
He needs his quarterback.
Yeah, but yeah. He couldn't get rid of Bob. Nobody wanted him. Slob Griffin. INT3. All right, next matchup. Handy J takes down the Mexico Brownies, 124-94. Brownies losing their second game in a row. This isn't a good sign. This isn't the way you want to go into the playoffs. You're going to lose your division lead here. I mean, this
that
is
would
not,
be awesome.
This isn't shaking up well for you.
I mean, what could
Why
I have
do
done?
You bench? Why do you bench AP?
Okay, here's what happened.
Okay, explain.
I was setting my lineup Saturday night.
Yeah.
And a lot of these guys are questionable, like Adrian Peterson.
AP, all day.
Yeah, he's not healthy, but he got 32 carries for some reason.
Because he's not healthy.
Yeah.
He's a juicer.
He's trying to end his career.
So I knew Miles Austin was for sure healthy.
That doesn't matter, though.
So was DeMarco Murray.
That doesn't matter.
I went Cowboys crazy.
Oh, man.
What can I say?
He missed them from last week.
Yeah, I was I was on a Cowboys drought. I needed Cowboys.
So you left some points on your bench. It wouldn't have made a difference. You wouldn't have won anyway.
No, I would have won.
What? How?
Miles Austin for Adrian Peterson, that's plus 17.
All right. Still.
And then Mike
still
Wallace
losing?
For T.Y. Hilton, that's plus 15.
No, you were always starting T.Y. Hilton. Stop.
No, I would have gone
you
Keenan
traded
Allen.
Traded for
I don't
T.Y.
know if that's enough, but I would have gone Keenan Allen.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why you went T.Y. Hilton.
I don't either, actually.
I scored more than both of you.
Stop.
Think.
Stop.
I would have scored more than you if I had a defense.
Almost fantasy points. Here we go.
Yeah, I didn't have a defense.
Almost fantasy points. You're going in the
60,
wrong.
60 or more points on your bench just says mismanaged.
Mismanaged.
Okay. Any way you cut it.
It didn't matter.
Mismanaged.
What games
this game
mattered?
Then? I would have set my lineup Sunday morning. Yeah. Instead, I went to sleep.
You were exposed.
No, I just noticed Handy's picture there.
Yeah. You just got a Handy job.
Congratulations.
All right. Well, once the playoffs start, we'll see.
Oh, whoa.
Who gets exposed.
Oh, wow. If you make it.
When the games matter.
If you make the playoffs.
I made it 3 weeks ago.
If you
make 4 weeks ago.
The playoffs. All right. Next matchup. Team Beast Mode loses his sixth game in a row. 46-109 to the Rotting Tomatoes. The lowest score of the week. Team Beast Mode. He's not here to defend himself, so we'll defend himself for him.
No, let's just cut to a different team. No point talking about
this. His team is so negative 7 points by the Chiefs defense. Zero Victor Cruz. Zero for Jarius Wright. I mean, this team has gone from a big time fraud to a big time bum.
Yep.
And Rotting Tomatoes is terrible too, but he got Tom Brady for free.
Thanks, Chuck.
Yeah,
but Tomatoes isn't going to do anything either. Tomatoes is out of it.
I know, but I could use Tom Brady for free.
Yeah.
Damn it. And last matchup, a revenge matchup, a game that had so many circles on my schedule I couldn't even read it anymore. A rematch from week one, the fluke loss at the Rough Riders to Galabra. Rough Riders pull it out, 98-72. And this was never really in question. I mean, I know Khatri had zero and that kind of.
I thought I had a chance, yeah, because Khatri put up a goose egg, but.
And well, when I saw Ridley fumble, I was like, oh, stun. Stun! That's it, because I know exactly what happens with Ridley. As soon as he fumbles, he's benched that game. It's happened multiple times this season. And then eventually, because they have no better options there at running back. Well, maybe now that Vereen's back, they do.
Yeah.
But before they didn't, so he would have to come back at some point. But yeah, when he fumbles, he's benched.
I was really hoping that it was going to come down to, again, you watching Vernon Davis go off. But I think I was down by like 25 or 30 at that point.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't going
to happen. Because it was nice that even if Roethlisberger did well, like all of his points were transferred over because they were given to Brown.
Brown, right.
Which was nice. But yeah, I mean, Rainey, obviously I didn't think he was going to do as well as he did last week. He didn't do anything.
I thought he'd do something.
Yeah.
I thought he'd do something. I thought he'd give you something.
And I was debating whether or not to play Floyd because he had like either a foot or a knee injury off and on during the week. So I wasn't sure I could count on him, but.
I wanted you to beat Ididdy so bad.
But it was
so badly.
No, he's not a team of destiny.
Oh, he has two wins. That could have something to do with it.
2-10-0
Yeah. I try to bait you in the smackboard though.
I see that.
Yourself.
I see that. I'm glad I didn't fall for it. I am gonna vote for myself right now though. Oh, 1-1 What a surprise. Again, just more proof that the Rough Riders.
What are you gonna do in the playoffs though? Cause your team is not looking good.
What do you mean not looking good?
Jericho Gotchery?
Shady McCoy? That's who should be in
Charles
Jericho
Clay?
Gotchery.
Who is Emmanuel Charles Clay?
Sanders. Charles Clay? The number one tight end
in
Miami?
Yeah, don't believe that Emmanuel Sanders is gonna be like this for the rest of the season.
I'm not playing him.
Right.
I think it'll come down to like either deciding whether to put Kaepernick up or Roethlisberger up 1 week, and they'll both do poorly. They'll both get him like 5 or 6 points, and then he'll get beat by, I don't know, me.
No.
Stop. Do I play you?
No. Yes, we do play. Stop jumping ahead.
Great.
Just, I'm trying
What happens when Jennings stops being good?
No. They're going to feed him. They're going to feed him the rock. I just read.
Marino's injured now. That's going to be a huge Achilles heel for you.
Oh, no, no, no.
You have no running backs.
What are you talking about? No running backs. Shady
McCoy. Back
to
the law firm.
The fumble machine.
My team is stacked. Don't worry about the Rough Riders. They're going to
DeAndre Hopkins 0 points.
They're going to glide right into
Great
the playoffs.
Trade. Great trade.
I think Terrence Williams got one. I told you they were the same player.
Great trade. Great trade. Because I might have accidentally tried to start Williams. I am definitely never starting.
Over Cotchery?
I'm never starting Hopkins, ever. I might trick myself into starting Williams, so. Yeah.
You're gonna trick yourself into starting Kaepernick at the wrong time, though.
Oh, man.
That's what's gonna happen.
No, he is coming on. He is. Oh man, he is so good.
Plays St. Louis. St. Louis is playing spoiler right now. Yep. You got Seattle next and then Tampa Bay.
Oh,
spoiler,
look at that schedule.
Look at
that
schedule. No, look at that. No, I'm only looking to the Super Bowl. So when they play Atlanta in week 16, oh yeah, Kaepernick.
So he's going to play Roethlisberger then, obviously. Miami, Cincinnati, Green Bay. There you go.
Wait, who's Roethlisberger? Championship. Oh, Cleveland. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You are done. You might go one and done also.
Oh, stop. Stop. Maybe we should go if the playoffs started today. Let me check the standings. If the playoffs started today, projected playoff bracket. Handy J taking on the Mexico Brownies in the 1-8. How are you getting the 1? I beat you.
Cause I'm the best.
You're not the best.
There's a better
team.
You have
like 7 wins.
You've lost 2 in a row.
You guys pointed out last week that it's all entirely dependent on your overall record, not who wins against who during that record.
Yeah, but his team is terrible.
My
if you
team
don't have
is
as
better
many,
than yours.
Your team is well, not better
at every
than
every single position.
Not at every position. You're a half game better than the Rough Riders, and that's not even true because I have a fluke loss on my record.
He has a better quarterback than you.
No.
No.
Your team just didn't come prepared to play in week 1.
Try again, Canada.
You're possibly going to lose against the Lazy Kings in the second round of the playoffs.
Oh, my God. Hold on. You're jumping ahead.
Lazy Kings is ranked 3.
Oh. That's how bad this league is. That's how bad you guys are at fantasy when Lazy Kings are number 3.
You can't take John's lines.
That is true, though. It is true.
Are all 4 Brown teams in the playoffs?
Is that can't be true. Is that true?
Yeah, homies, Handy J, me, and Chuck Norris.
Oh my gosh.
The final 4 is gonna be all of us.
Stop. It is
just gonna be another set of divisional games.
An all Brown final 4.
So the 5-4 is Canada and Chuck Norris. 6-3 is Bums Lazy Kings, and 7-2 is Straight Trash and the Rough Riders. And then losers bracket, Father Muckers versus Team Beast Mode. Remember the days when Team Beast Mode was the number 1? Oh wow. That seems so long ago. Galabra in the 12-11 versus the Rotting Tomatoes.
Yep.
Okay, so the, week three matchups are Galabra taking on the Bums. What do you think? You got a shot?
I mean, week 13, you're saying?
Yeah, week 13.
A shot for what?
Yeah, what am I playing for?
You, getting to 3 wins.
Let's, get a winning streak again.
Yeah, there you go. Rough Riders taking on Canada. Come on, Canada. You're
that's
trying
the
to...
ups. That's the upset game.
What are you talking about?
That's the upset. Okay,
when I beat you, that is not considered an upset because I'm the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that, right? You understand how it works? My team, look, I'm looking at my team next to yours, and it's not even close. It's not even close.
In quarterback, depending on how well you do in that position, I can take the week. I can take the week. And Rashad Jennings, how long do you think he's going to be gold for you?
For the rest of the year.
That mentality? Nah, you're going to lose next week.
Next week? To the Bums?
You're going to lose.
Next matchup. Let's see. Rotting Tomatoes taking on the Lazy Kings. Team Beast Mode taking on Father Muckers. That division should just get removed from this league.
The winner of that game gets in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Because so, Handy J and Straight Trash Homie, one of them is taking the other one out of the playoffs.
Out of the playoffs? Okay.
To make room for Beast Mode or Muckers.
Oh, man. So bad. And an active team and a team has lost 6 in a row. Mexico Brownies and Team Chuck Norris. Chuck, you have a chance to take over the division. Do it.
No,
right.
He doesn't.
Well, if he gives you a loss and you go 0 for your last 3, you're guaranteed a loss in the final week.
There's only one more week left.
Yeah. And that when he wins and you lose in the final week, he's going to get the division. And then you're out of the playoffs.
I'm out of the playoffs.
Wait, I might tank just so McLean doesn't make the playoffs. Because, hold on, do the math here. If I lose and Canada gets to 8 wins, that's 2 teams in the playoffs, right? Straight Trash could get in. Team Chuck Norris, that's 4. We need Lazy Kings to win the next 2.
It's impossible.
And the Bums to win the next 2.
There's no scenario where I don't make the playoffs.
I think they're,
and we've
the
known
Bums
that for
are not
4 weeks.
Winning. The Bums are not winning the next 2 weeks.
If the Bums win the next 2 and Canada and I lose to Canada.
Don't give me a free win. Don't play that. No way. I'll be anyway.
If I lose
continue.
To Canada and lose to the Bums, I'll be 8-6. Brownies lose their next 2. They'll be 8. No, damn it.
The half game's still up on you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be a 1 game. Seed? If I keep losing?
If you keep losing, I will be, yes.
And if I could drop to a 8 seed, I could give myself a first round bye. That's
what
a good
strategy.
Plan.
That's gonna burn you, man. Don't play with fire.
I think, okay, owners, somebody run the algorithm for me. How do we keep McLean
out? You already have a good algorithm. Use that one.
Alright, I'm gonna delete your team, McLean.
Alright, all I gotta do is lose like 4 games in a row. 4 games in 1 week.
Okay. I just updated the power rankings. They should have went out in an email a few minutes ago. Number 12, the Feather Muckers, inactive. Number 11, Team Beast Mode, losing his 6th in a row, down 2. Number 10, Galabra. How about
moving
that?
Up.
Yeah, there you go. 9, Handy J. Number 8, Rotting Tomatoes, up 4. Biggest mover of the week.
Did he move up?
What do you mean? He won.
Yeah, but so did Handy J.
Yeah, but Handy J went up too.
Went up 1.
He went up also. See? So winning teams are getting rewarded. Teams that lose aren't. Even though Father Muckers won.
And I lost.
And beat Team Beast Mode. Oh man, this algorithm needs tweaked again. Where was I? Number 7, Straight Trash Homie. 6, Martinez Lazy Kings. 5,
the third ranked team in the league.
No kidding.
Number 5, TPS NFL Bums. Number 4.
Wait, why is Bums still so high?
Oh, he's good. He is legit.
Keeps losing.
He's legit.
It's because he's 6-5.
And
Lazy Kings should be above Bums.
No.
Come on.
No.
Handy J should be above all of them.
No, he should.
Lazy Kings has been on a tear.
Lazy Kings has been on a tear. 4 straight wins. He's tearing it up.
So we should be above the Bums. The Bums have lost the last 2.
The Bums are 6-5. We already went through this.
6-5.
It doesn't make
one.
Sense. It's a power rankings week by week.
You just don't get it. You're from Canada. You don't understand power rankings.
Okay.
Yeah. The Bums went down.
Yeah.
It's good.
You're punishing teams that lose.
It's good that the Lazy Kings comments is talking about bubbles still, though.
That's true. Number 4, Team Chuck Norris. Number 3, Team Canada.
Thank you.
Number two, Mexico Brownies. And number one, for 2 weeks in a row, the TPS NFL Rough Riders. They are too good for this league. 8-4.
Which, as we've established, isn't really saying that much.
On a streak that no one's ever seen.
Since 2 weeks ago?
They probably won't lose until next year. Next season.
Man. No, you meant next year.
All right, let's see. I guess spread them. Let's spread them real quick. Beastman, spread them group.
I'd rather not spread them.
All right.
Wait, we didn't talk about the NBA.
I know. I'll do that after the spread.
We're going out of order.
Let's spread them first.
We are going out of order. You okay with this?
I mean, let's spread them.
Spread them, McLean.
Right. Let's spread them. All right, number one in the Beastmas spread them group, JT, 9 right with 91 points. Footballs.com, McLean, 8 right, 89. Slipping, McLean.
If you want to second best of the week.
If you want to keep pace, you're going to have to keep up with JT, 2 9s in a row.
Well, I know we're the only two in the race.
Number three.
You don't have to tell me that.
Number three picks or it didn't happen. With 82, 7 right. I'm in striking distance of
seven.
The league. In striking
distance. How are you
going to
keep up with seven?
In striking distance. In 1 week, I can make this gap up. Don't worry about it, okay? I got this. L. Ronbro, 81. He had 6 right. Bowser, 6 right, 75. Franchise with 3 right, 73. And Bourne with 0. What happened, Bourne?
I bowed out. I told you last week. I'm done.
Oh, I thought it was a legit zero.
I'll make efforts in my fantasy football team, but not this now. So
okay, all right. So Borden is out, ending his season with 69 correct picks. and JT, I mean, he's right there, McLean. I mean, he's taken over this lead, and I don't think he's looking back. I don't see how you
got hot at the. He's peaked, but might be too soon.
I don't see how you can get back in the lead.
I'm only down 2.
Yeah, but I don't see it.
You don't see it?
No, because I'm coming for you.
I don't even see you.
I'm coming for you. I'm
right
there.
Where are you? Let me scroll down.
I'm right there.
Oh, there you are. I usually don't look past 2 because I look at the total score and I don't have to look past 2.
Right there. It's just a matter of weeks before I'm putting the heat on JT.
You're only 9 behind.
Only 9. That's nothing.
So at your pace, you should be caught up by like in 2 years.
Week 30.
Week 30.
okay. That's the Beastman Spreadem group. I need to make my picks so real quick. Okay. Can you guys just real quick? I'm going to make my pick. Okay. Just real quick. No, I got to put too much thought into this. I can't do this right now. All right. TPS NBA.
Maybe that's the problem.
Too much thought. I'm thinking too much.
Yeah.
TPS NBA. Let's take a real quick look. The Ball Riders lost their first game. And I was trying so hard. So hard. But when you lose one of the best shooting guards in the NBA for a couple games because he got a concussion. I mean, this isn't the NFL. You play through it in the NBA, okay?
Who did you lose?
I lost, what's his face? Come on, you know. Stephen Curry. He got his head smashed in. He didn't play twice. I needed those 3-pointers.
Sign of weakness in basketball?
Apparently, yeah. When you get landed on.
You wouldn't even call me, though. I blew you out.
You didn't pull me out.
Yeah, it really wasn't close.
It was close.
You butchered your team in the last day just to make it look close.
It was not. I was there. I was like, oh, Stephen Curry, if you would have just got me a couple more 3. Those 2 games he didn't play cost me that series.
You know, you picked up Grievous Vasquez, who had the game of his life.
What do you mean game of his life?
And he made it look like it was a close matchup.
What do you mean game of his life? 20 points and 7 assists is game of his life?
He went 9 for 18.
Oh, that's true. I was very surprised at 9 for 18.
He made 2 threes.
I saw my field goal percentage that day, and I was like, holy cow. Come
on. You got lucky to even get that close.
You were scared.
It was a blowout.
You were scared. I had
to. If I was scared, I would have done something after seeing you pick up all that trash.
Field goal percentage, that's because I didn't have Curry. Free throw percentage, because I didn't have Curry. You only had 5 3-pointers. Up on me. He would have had that in one of those games he missed.
Curry shot 42%.
Yeah, but he missed 2 games.
Yeah, man. So he would have been even worse.
You need to play me again when I'm at full
strength.
There's
no way he makes five threes.
This isn't a real win for you. You had Mario Chalmers.
What does that mean?
I lost to a guy that had Mario Chalmers.
Mario Chalmers was injured. So
he played, though.
He was great. He's great.
He isn't great.
He is awesome. My team is amazing.
No, it's not. Stop
saying that.
I think
I have the best team in the league.
Wow. All right.
I can't wait till I'm tested to see if that's true.
Tested. 2-2. You can't wait to be tested. The guy who's 2-2 can't wait to be tested.
I'm the hottest team in the league.
What do you mean you're the hottest team in the league? You're
not. No one can beat me since I got my team back.
Are you ball riders good?
Since I got J.R. Swish and Ryan Anderson.
For free, right?
For free.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Ryan Anderson. I can't wait till that guy goes down again.
He can't miss.
He can miss. He's missed today. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah. You mean he's not playing? Because no. I'm missing him.
Oh, okay. So I'm now that McLean's got that out of his system. Bourne, what's going on with your team?
I played, Ron Burrow last week and it was a really good matchup. He and I were neck and neck off and on throughout the week. And, I made a couple moves. I think it was like on Wednesday, maybe, cause I realized I was gonna, when I was looking at my, setup, I had, a lead in three pointers and a lead in steals, and my blocks weren't doing too bad and his weren't doing all that great. So I made a couple moves to try and stay close in those three categories because I really wasn't going to have much of a shot just with my regular roster. So I picked up Garnett for a couple days to try and get me a couple blocks to kind of stay in it.
Yeah.
And and then I picked up another guy, Caron Butler, and I think that was it. Just Caron Butler to try and get some extra threes and maybe steals. So it was a lot closer than what the final score came out to be. It was like 5-4 for the most part of the week, switching back and forth, but I ended up winning 6-2.
So do you think that you're going to be able to challenge the Ball Riders for the championship or?
That's really not a question.
I'll take that as a no.
No, I mean, it was just kind of a role reversal of football this year. My team started out at the gate a little slow, lost to a fluky team.
Oh.
And that's pretty much it.
Week one fluke.
Yeah. I'll have my revenge.
Did you play McLean in week one?
Nope.
Have you circled your Ball Riders matchup 20 times?
Yeah, I have to figure out which week that is, but yes.
Okay. What about, Canada? What about your team?
In basketball?
Yeah, basketball. Yeah. Come on. How's your team doing?
That's Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
That Bosh guy.
It's just Chris Bosh in every category, in every position.
All right. Let me see what else. Hold on. Let me
look at week 14 is circled.
Week 14. Let's go through the standings real quick. Black Division, Ball Riders still number one, of course. If there's any question. Beast Mode somehow, that terrible team is 3-1. Not exactly sure why. Maybe he had to play Baked Tomatoes twice. I don't know. Brown Bombers 2-2, Great Wall Durant 2-2, and the Goofy Goobers 1-3.
How are they doing? 1-3?
Yeah, 1-3. Not good. And I get to play them this week, so free win for me. Hand Baskets in White, Hand Baskets at 3-1, tied with Basketball Reasons, also 3-1. Hampton, Lionel Hampton, 2-2, Ball and Bowser, 1-3, and then the Baked Tomatoes. Which, are we ready to make the move? Is it time?
What, to be the Kings or somebody?
To,
the Supersonics?
New ownership, move the team.
Yeah.
To where?
To somewhere else.
To Toronto?
Yeah, to Toronto, Canada.
Mm-hmm. Occidental?
Why not, guys?
No, I have to put it up to a vote. Should...
Which will just get vetoed anyway by the league.
Should a Canadian be allowed to take over the worst team in the TPSM?
Oh, okay, so hold on. So someone's inactive? Someone's not?
Yeah, Tomator has not done anything with this team.
I'll do it.
Yeah, let me run down this roster, see how many of these players that you know. Darren Williams,
Don't know.
Dwayne Wade.
Yep.
Danny Granger.
Don't know.
Greg Monroe.
Don't know.
Mark Gasol.
Yep.
Ricky Rubio.
Nope.
Gerald Wallace.
Nope.
Al Jefferson.
Mm-mm.
Brandon Jennings.
No, sir.
Kimba Walker.
Nah.
Ennis Kanter.
Mm-mm.
Andrew Bogut.
Bogue, no.
Raymond Felton.
Yes.
I think he'll do fine.
I think he will too, also. But this isn't for the commissioner to decide.
I mean,
I will at least give credit to Canada. I think he will be able to recognize big red O's at the end of each player's name, whereas if that's the case, they need to be either dropped or benched. So, yeah.
How often do you update the thing? Is it every, like I could change my
daily
schedule for every day? For
daily, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we'll, you'll be seeing an email here pretty soon.
Excellent. Only if the league.
League approval.
Choice number one. Hell no. Exclamation point. Choice number two.
Is franchise setting up this, poll?
Choice number two. Get out of here.
Choice number three. Nobody likes beast mode gaming.
That's right.
Choice four. Sit down, clown.
Choice five. Shut up, Pantera.
Hold on, you're going too fast. Okay, choice. Hold on, I'm only on choice number four. Which is what? What was number four?
Was it the nobody likes beast mode?
No,
beast
that was
thing?
Three.
Sit down, clown.
Sit down, clown. Number five was
Baylor's legit.
All right. And then, all right, that number six is yes. All right, Craig Poll, if you're listening and you're in the TPS-NPA, you can now vote in this poll to let Canada in.
Now I don't have a chance because those are too funny, man. If I was voting on that
what
poll,
do you mean? There's only one of those choices that keeps you out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm the only one who knows what that choice is.
All right.
Why does get out of here have a question mark?
That's true. And I'm not fixing it. So.
And what is beat mode gaming?
You really were lagging behind.
I told you, I was trying to keep up. Let me see. All right, anything else, sir, for the TPS NBA? The Mavs are still terrible. Like, I was listening to something, someone talking about them.
I was listening to something.
I'm serious, I don't remember what it was. But somebody was saying how sad the Mavs are.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they were literally saying how sad, how.
They were undefeated at home.
They were talking about how Sean Marion used to be able to jump and now how he can't jump anymore. Did he get blocked by the rim lately?
No.
Who was that then? Was it Vince Carter?
Are you thinking of your video game highlight that you had when you played the Mavericks?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I haven't seen anyone get blocked by the rim.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but Vince Carter has been bad this year.
Has he?
No, well, he was bad against the Nuggets, and then at halftime, he took off his headband.
Uh-oh.
And he couldn't miss. He almost won you that game against me.
Him?
Because he was making all the threes.
He was going off. Oh.
And then the next game, they played Denver again. They played him twice in a row, and he started the game with no headband, and he was awful. And then he went headband, and he was still awful.
He went back to his headband and realized, yes, I am still Vince Carter with or without the headband.
He's going through some things right now.
What kind of things?
To headband or not to headband.
That is some things. You're right. Hold on. I'm looking for...
Did you guys hear about the... they released info that the Rockets GM sent Mark Cuban a taunt through Twitter?
Yeah.
What was that
not
all
through
about?
Twitter.
Or it was a text, about a I think. One. No, I think it was a text, actually, yeah. He asked Cuban if right after they signed Howard, he sent him an email or a text and asked if Nowitzki would be available.
Whoa.
Ooh.
GM hardcore.
Big time.
And then the Rockets lost to the Mavs.
Is that real?
Yeah, that
Did
happened.
Did they really? Come
you
on.
Didn't watch that game?
No.
It was great. Cause Dwight wanted to win so badly.
He just wanted to show everyone. He
had a great game. but they still lost. They couldn't contain Monte.
Oh, nobody can. That guy is awesome.
Yeah, you did. He can't even on NBA 2K14.
Oh, man. He is. You can't. It doesn't matter. He can shoot. He can drive. Can't stay in front of that guy.
He's got it all.
And he misses a lot.
What are you talking about?
He misses a lot.
He does not miss at all.
Does he still have a lot of turnovers?
Yes.
No, he doesn't.
A ton of turnovers. He's leading the league in turnovers.
He's shooting 50%.
Fluke. Maybe that's why I'm 3-1.
He's averaging 3.7 turnovers.
Oh, see? Leading the league.
That's Let's the see. Least on your team.
I know. My team, I'm never going to win turnovers. Ever.
He's your best player.
He is not my best player.
By far.
Dre Drummond is my best player.
If you hadn't accidentally drafted him, your team would be 0-4 right now.
Accidentally? What are you trying to say?
You didn't mean to draft him.
I didn't want to draft him.
You accidentally drafted him.
I totally did not want to draft him. So, Carmelo Anthony is my best player. I got Carmelo and Stephen Curry. Wait a minute. Why do I have an all-NBA team as my starting
roster? Wait a minute. You're killing Monte and you're talking about Carmelo?
What do you mean? Carmelo has been on it this year. On it.
How many turnovers and what's his field goal percentage?
Hold on. I'm checking right now. His field goal percentage so far is Let's check on Dre Drummond's field goal.
43.
Carmelo's is 43?
Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh man, he takes like 30 shots a night, so that's a legit 43.
It is a legit 43.
And he's averaging, 2.9 turnovers a game.
See? Yeah, he's good. All NBA.
But Curry's averaging 3.5.
How many wins did the Knicks have?
I don't know. Zero, I hope. Wasn't he criticizing his own team for not wanting it or something? Oh, shut up, Carmelo.
Not wanting what?
Wins. New York's 3-10.
They're bad. It's because they have J.R. Smith.
And the Nets are 4-10.
Yeah.
It's time for the Pistons to take over.
Hey, how about Rose?
Good for him.
What do you mean good for
him?
That's
what he gets for sitting out an entire season and wasting his prime because he wants to be 100% healthy.
110%.
It can happen at any time.
Yeah, 110%.
Because he was 100%.
He was. He's just waiting for that extra 10.
Your career can end at any time. You can get injured at any time. It doesn't matter if you're 100%. He has players on his team that were playing injured. A guy was leaking spinal fluid and wanted to play. Yeah. And this guy. Thing. Yeah. And
he
this
was in
guy,
a hospital bed.
This guy sits out an entire season and then within the first 10 games gets injured again. You play. You play. If you can play, you play.
Was there something that was going on about the type of surgery that he had after he had the first ACL tear? Cause I just read something that was talking about people were wondering about Rondo
if he
actually having like concerns as to whether or not he was going through the proper rehab or something since Rose is out for a second time. And I just didn't know if there was something to the rehab
that,
or.
No, they said that, as far as I know, that Rose's injury isn't related to his other injury.
Oh, really?
At all.
It's the other knee.
Yeah.
I knew it was. I just wondered maybe if he still was.
No.
Overcompensating a little.
Maybe mentally, but.
Physically, everything seemed to be okay.
Yeah, scientifically, no. He should have been fine. Nothing's wrong.
Hmm. How did this happen? Was he doing the same type of move? Was he doing something different?
It was a non-contact play.
So kind of like his other drive one.
Yeah. He's just fragile.
Wow.
He's a fragile butterfly. And I don't know. That's it. You can't have these kind of injuries at this age in the way he plays and expect to ever be what you were. It's not
going to happen. Well, I mean, I don't know about the way he plays. It's not like he's a Blake Griffin or anything like that.
But he has to get to the basket is my point. He has to get to the basket. He's not a jump shooter.
Mm.
And if he can't get to the basket and people can lay off of him, they're going to give him that shot all day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to him and the Bulls. They're a good team without him. They're a great team with him. But if he can't get on the court, they need to move in a different direction because without a player like
him. Rumors now.
Yeah, without a player like him, that team can't do anything, really.
No.
Well, they couldn't really do anything with him.
When they played Miami.
They have no chance against Miami with or without him.
They have
Indiana.
Well, nobody has a chance against Miami.
Well, no one in the East.
Well, who would have a chance in the West? Come on.
San Antonio.
They gave them their best shot.
They beat them.
They didn't beat them.
If what's his face, Tim Duncan was clutch, they would have won.
He missed a bunny.
He missed two.
Tim Duncan still plays? Holy.
Except when it matters.
You're going to be great for this league.
Wow. Nobody's beating the Heat. They're going to three-peat. That's a foregone conclusion.
And what about Indiana? You don't think they're good enough yet?
No. They're the same team. Miami's the same team.
Paul George is better.
Paul George is a little bit better, but he's still not.
Than LeBron?
He's still not.
No, I mean he's better than he was.
He's better than old Paul George.
But they're
George
not still the same
or
team.
Or young Paul George.
And they got Scola.
Who?
He's going to light it up in the paint.
Oh, sweet.
Who's going to stop him?
What do you mean, Bosh? Bosh will stop him.
Oh, yeah, right.
He's going to eat Bosh alive.
Chris Anderson. Haslam. Odin. Come
that's
on.
A lot of
Odin,
fouls Odin's Scola's going to get.
Beasley.
Odin's not going to last.
The Heat got this wrapped
David
up.
West? Oh, man, they're so physical.
Yeah, they're so physical, and that didn't matter last year. And the Heat are better.
What are you talking about? Oh, didn't that series go seven?
Yeah, but it didn't really.
It
didn't really.
Stern just allowed it to?
Yeah, it went six.
And yeah, then Stern's they played a big a Pacers game. Homer.
Yep. He's a ratings homer.
Pacers weren't ready for prime time.
Did he already retire, or is this his last year?
This is his last year.
Is it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you're right, because they have
he's still on for this year.
They have something in the NBA 2K talking about him in his last year.
Oh, man, I'm looking up that Miami-Indiana series.
Yeah.
And those games were awful.
They were awful.
They were all blowouts one way or the other.
It was bad. It was terrible. The finals were the best.
Yeah.
The finals were amazing. Conference finals kind of sucked.
Well, this year it's going to be even better.
What do you mean? Why?
Because you're going to have Dallas back where they belong.
Losing in the first round?
No, winning.
Oklahoma.
In the first
Oklahoma would be better this year.
What, they lost Kevin Martin?
Yeah, but he didn't do anything for them.
All he does is score now.
Yeah, I don't know that it was a complete fit for him last year.
He can't play defense.
No,
that's the problem. He can score like mother, just can't play defense. And they needed him to play defense. Did you guys see who I picked up for free?
Markieff Morris again?
That was a flash in the pan. Patrick Beverley. Ooh, that guy.
Wow.
Not get enough assists.
You're like the fifth guy to get him for free.
Yeah.
Why is he not get any assists? Put Lynn back in.
He doesn't pass.
Patrick Beverley. What a waste. Vasquez? That guy is back. All right, that's it. Let's see. Anything else we need to go through before we wrap this up? I think we're done.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week. The next week will be our final regular season week of the TPS NFL. And then it's time for the playoffs. It's time where
playoffs?
The Rough Riders, that's when it's go time right there. Playoffs. And hopefully by this time next week, we'll have a Canada TPS NBA update.
All right.
We'll see. Check the
see polls. What the polls do. Normal.
Yeah.
I forgot to get ending music. Keep talking.
Michael Jordan is a pretty good player.
Yeah.
He's all right. I heard he wasn't a very good person, though.
Oh, he was terrible. He was like, the worst person.
Really?
He's still.
I don't know him.
He's still a bad person.
Yeah.
Have you seen his
Hitler stash?
Yeah, those Hanes Hitler stash.
I bet LeBron's a dick, too, though, right?
Probably.
No, LeBron, have you seen his commercials? He's all about fam.
He's a cool guy.
Oh, yeah, that's a great commercial.
Keep going.
I mean, those kids are probably having... Well, Dirk, recently he had his first kid. And here in Dallas, we were celebrating a parade.
Why?
Because his wife is African.
Oh.
So we were going to get a black Dirk.
What? Wow.
It took a couple seconds for that to sink in.
Wow.
LeBron's kids have got to be having nightmares about that.
A black Dirk?
Tell me that's not scary.
Wow. That is scary. Actually, hold on. Now I have to search black Dirk in YouTube.
I was going to say, take us back to the white Vic days.
Well, anyways, the plan was ruined because it's a girl.
Oh, well. LeBron doesn't have a girl? WNBA championships. Come on.
Well, we don't have a WNBA team.
Oh, that's right. All right. Well, I found Dirk's song. Let's see what this does.
I was born a tall German child. Sometimes I like to mix it up.
What is?
Oh man, this is a good.
Take my bobblehead. This is Dirty Dirk, aka Swish Bony One.
Oh my god, oh my god!
In this challenge of Nas versus Food, Nas win! I'm gonna take this cinnamon roll down, down, down. This cinnamon roll ain't got nothing on me, me, me. I'm going the distance, I'm going for speed. Dirk, the knuckle-cracker, no whiskey.
Those actual quotes?
Yes!
Take my bobblehead. Take that with you. I'll be back.